Welcome to the creepy tales of Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Black Crow. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. In the Appalachian Mountains, nestled in a shadowy valley, lies the town of Hollow Hills. Every October, small crowds of curious visitors make their way to the town, eager to experience the creepy legends that have swirled around Hollow Hills for generations. They come to explore the haunted cemetery, take ghost tours, and hear tales of restless spirits. But there's one thing no one talks about, because no one knows about it. A secret, dark and hidden, guarded by something sinister. A black crow. Emma and Josh had heard about Hollow Hills through a travel blog that specialized in obscure, haunted destinations. The post had mentioned the town's eerie vibe, its fog-shrouded streets, and of course, the haunted cemetery where locals claimed that caretaker spirit roamed after dark. Intrigued by the idea of a quiet, haunted getaway, they booked a room at the town's only inn for the last weekend of October. The couple arrived just as dusk was falling, the dying light casting long shadows over the town's worn brick buildings and empty streets. Hollow Hills wasn't bustling with tourists like some other haunted locations. Just a few small groups wandered around, taking pictures of the old church and the ancient iron fence cemetery. It was exactly the kind of quiet eeriness Emma had hoped for.
"This place feels like it's stuck in time," Josh remarked, as they drove through the center of town where a handful of people stood near the closed-up general store.
"I don't think much has changed here in decades."
"That's what makes it creepy,"
Emma replied with a grin.
"It's like the town itself is a ghost."
They checked into the inn, a small, creaky Victorian house with creaky wooden floors. The innkeeper, an elderly woman with a permanent frown, handed them a room key without saying much. She seemed eager to return to her evening tea by the fire. After dropping off their bags, Emma and Josh decided to take a walk around town before it got too dark. As they wandered through the narrow streets, they spotted the cemetery on the edge of town, its entrance marked by an iron gate that looked older than the town itself. The sun was almost gone, leaving a faint orange glow over the rolling hills beyond. They stopped in front of the gate, staring at the rows of weathered tombstones stretching out into the mist.
"Let's go in,"
Josh suggested, pulling out his phone to use as a flashlight. Emma hesitated, glancing around. The streets were nearly empty now, the last few visitors heading back towards the inn.
"We'll have the whole place to ourselves."
They slipped through the gate, the creak of its rusty hinges echoing in the stillness. The cemetery was eerily quiet, the kind of silence that made you feel like you weren't alone. As they walked among the graves, reading the faded names on the stones, Emma noticed something strange. There, perched on a gnarled old tree at the edge of the cemetery, was a black crow. Its feathers shimmered in the fading light, and its sharp, beady eyes were fixed on them. It was unnaturally still, almost like a statue.
"Look at that,"
Emma whispered, nudging Josh.
"It's just staring."
Josh glanced at the bird and shrugged.
"It's probably just curious."
But as they continued their walk through the graveyard, the crow followed, first. It flew to a nearby tombstone, perching silently as they passed. Then it hopped onto the ground, walking in slow, deliberate steps behind them. Emma's unease grew with each passing moment.
I don't like this,
she muttered, quickening her pace.
It's like it's leading us somewhere.
Josh laughed nervously. Come on, it's just a bird. You're getting spooked because of all the ghost stories? But Emma couldn't shake the feeling. Every time they changed direction, the crow seemed to anticipate their movements, always staying just a few steps behind, its black eyes gleaming in the dim light. The deeper they ventured into the cemetery, the denser the mist grew, until it felt like the air itself was closing in on them. Suddenly, the crow let out a large, jarring caw, flapping its wings and flying ahead of them, disappearing around a bench lined with old mausoleums.
Josh,
Emma said, her voice tense.
Think we should go back.
Josh, still trying to brush it off, and grinned. We've come this far. Let's see where the crow wants us to go. Reluctantly, Emma followed as they rounded the bend, its air growing colder with every step. They came to a stop in front of an old, decrepit mausoleum. Its stone walls cracked and covered in ivy. The door, a heavy iron slab, stood slightly ajar as if inviting them in. The crow perched on top of the mausoleum. Its head cocked to one side. It cawed once, the sound echoing unnaturally in the quiet night. Emma's skin crawled.
Josh, this feels wrong.
But Josh, ever so curious, couldn't resist. Come on, let's just take a quick look. We'll get some creepy pictures and then head back. He pushed the door open with a groan of metal, and the couple stepped inside. The air was thick with the smell of damp stone. And something else, something rotten. In the center of the room stood an open coffin, its lid leaning against the wall. Emma's stomach twisted. Before she could protest, a flicker of movement caught her eye. She turned, her heart pounding, and saw the crow perched on the coffin's edge, staring into its depths. What the hell? Josh muttered, moving closer. Emma didn't want to look. Something deep inside her screamed to run, but her feet were rooted to the spot. Josh shined his own light into the coffin, and his breath caught in his throat. Oh my god. Inside the coffin lay a skeletal figure. Its bony arms crossed over its chest, but its head was missing, replaced by something else. A small black feather, just like the one from the crow's wing, lay where the head should have been. Before Emma could speak, the crow let out a deafening screech, louder than anything she had ever heard. The sound vibrated through the mausoleum, and the wall seemed to tremble. Emma grabbed Josh's arm, her voice trembling.
We need to leave. Now!
But as they turned to flee, the door to the mausoleum slammed shut, trapping them inside. The room plunged into darkness, the only sound the frantic fluttering of wings as the crow circled above them, its cawing growing louder, more frenzied. Suddenly, the coffin began to move. The skeletal figure stirred, its bony hands reaching out towards Emma, its empty chest heaving as if trying to draw breath. Emma screamed, stumbling backward as the crow's cawing grew to a fever pitch. Josh banged on the door, trying desperately to open it, but it wouldn't budge. The skeleton's hand clamped down on Emma's ankle, its grip icy cold and impossibly strong. Just as Emma thought she would be dragged into the coffin, the door flew open with a deafening crash. and they stumbled out into the night air. The crow was gone, the cemetery silent. Once more, they ran, breathless, back towards the inn, neither daring to look back at the mausoleum. Later that night, as they lay in their room, too shaken to sleep, Emma whispered,
"What was that? No one ever mentioned the crow."
Josh didn't answer. He didn't have to. Whatever the crow was, it wasn't part of the town's legends. It was something much older and much darker. As the night wore on, the wind outside carried a familiar sound, faint but unmistakable. The distant mocking caw of a black crow.